Hey, Bishikins. Bishikins, bonjour. Aha, ani nandano ay mga ganidog. Nabi kwa wao, niwi tapin ma...
Wasiginu kwe.
Ninawin niwi tishin damin gitinway with nanan. We ni dawi to kago yek da ojapuemo yek. Hinda yek. So we are here. I am Nabik, and that's Wase, and we are here to talk about language and help you get a little bit more into your lives, because we're cool. Aho. Nungum, niwi tishindamin, those interactive words between two animate beings. Wase ginu kwe a wego nenon inu ikadunan wa tishinjiga degen.
Bizindao na wabam. We do call.
Okay. You want to talk about those a little bit?
Bizindao, that's a word that's talking about the interaction between two beings. Gishpin bizindao, you are listening to somebody. But we are talking about some conjugation today when we are talking about those of us. How are you talking about those? So if we are listening to him, we would say gibizindawanan. So you're going to hear that bizindaw in the middle, and then you're going to hear the gi at the beginning. Gibizindawanan. That's we are listening to him.
Gibizindawanan.
But then if he's got a friend over there and we're going to be listening to them, gibizindawananig. We are listening to him and his friend, to them. We are talking about what we are doing, and we see him. We see him. And then he might have a friend. We will not just see him because he's there with his friend. We see them. Gewabmananig. We see them.
Ani ne shibakanakin in you.
Well, those of us. Nope. We. What do you mean?
What changed between those two?
Oh. What's the difference is in when it's just those of us, we, gewabamanan, we see him. You can hear that ge, that means we. Me and you. And then there's more than one of us, so we, gewabamanan. But then the difference between gewabmanan and gewabmananig is that ig at the end. That ig demonstrates that there's more than one person that we're seeing. The word in the conjugation is all the same except for that ig, which means that we are seeing more than one. We are seeing them, not him.
That sounds like what again?
Ig.
No, the whole thing.
It sounds like gewabmananig. Wait, no, it doesn't. Gewabmananig. Yes, it does. Gewabmananig. Versus gewabman. Gewabman. No, it's not. It's gewabmanan. Gewabmanan. Versus
as you can hear, ladies and gentlemen, this can get pretty complicated pretty fast.
This is much harder than it looks.
So the when we're talking about we are doing something to him, there's a what we would call a conjugation, and there's syllables that are put on either side of whatever your action word is. So your action word here is wabam. So we would put ge on the front and anan at the end. And those two things work together to make it we're doing whatever to him or her. So it would be Giwabo Manan. Everybody say that. Giwabo Manan. So Gi and Anan.
Giwabo Manan.
Yeah, Giwabo Manan. So we see him. Or if we're listening to him, it would be what?
Gibizindawanan.
Yep. Gibizindawanan. Gibizindawanan.
Gibizindawanan. Mina?
Gibizindawanan. Yeah. With those two words, if we're going to say we are doing something to them, now the two things that bracket the action word, which is wabam, are going to sound a little bit different. We're just going to add just a little bit more. It becomes ge on the front. Then you have wabam, which is your action word to see somebody. Ananik. Ge and ananik. Those two things work together to make it we are doing something to them. In this case, wabam, we're seeing them. So the whole phrase would sound like we see them would sound like
Giwabmananik.
Yeah, Giwabmananik. Now, one of the things that you hear Waseginurkwe doing, that G on the end isn't a true G sound like we have in English. Okay? When you hear her say it, it almost sounds like a K. It almost sounds like a G. Are you even aware that you're doing that?
No.
But that it sounds proper that way. Giwabamananik, not Giwabamananig. That just sounds, you know, I don't know. It just sounds kind of English, I suppose. Giwabamananik. So just a little something nitpicky, something to be aware of. So if we are listening to them, how would we say that?
Gibisindawananik.
Yeah, Gibisindawananik. Perfect. And we see them?
Giwabamananik.
Okay. So, if we're seeing them, we put the ig on the end of anan. Ananik. Ge wabamananik. Ge bizindawananik. And we're going to add one more word, and that word is?
We do kau.
We do kau. What the heck does that mean?
Well, it's about helping someone.
Oh, helping someone. What is that? One of the disappearing but hopefully not gone forever skills that we should try and do as much as we can with each other throughout the whole world, right? We do kau, help somebody. Okay? So if we are helping him, it would sound like
Giwi do kawanan.
Yeah. Giwi do kawanan. Now the ge is on the front and the anan is on the back of the action word. Those two things make it we are doing something to him or her. Ge anan. In this case, we're helping. And it sounds like
Giwidu kawanan.
Yeah. Giwidu kawanan. What if we're seeing him?
Giwabmanan.
Yeah. Giwabmanan. Now, pulled out of context, these sentences sound really weird. But if you're saying you're on the telephone, you know, you're driving around and all of a sudden you see a deer and you want to tell them we can see a deer right now. Wawash geshi.
Niwabmanan.
Oh, okay. So forget that. So let's just say that you're being Captain Obvious and you okay, forget that. Anyways.
Well, you could be talking with a kid, though. As you're teaching a child, you might say, Wawash geshi giwab manan.
Yes.
You know.
Yep.
That would works. Be appropriate.
Yep. What if we are helping someone, it's what again?
Giwidu kawanan.
Yeah. What if we're helping them?
Giwidu kawananik.
Yeah. You hear the difference? Gi anan, we are doing something to him. Gi ananik, we are doing something to them. In this case, we're helping. We do kau, and it sounds like
Giwidu kawananik.
Yeah, and the other one?
Giwidu kawanan.
Yeah. Aho. Misogana iu wa te shindamang nungum. Mi kwech a pichi bisindo yik.
Me iu. Isani navik. Me iu.
Wineski.
Sunny, wa segni uikwe.
Help.